I'm thinking of what, you know, you mentioned about what the way we prepare our food, and I'm thinking of what the Apostle Paul talked about. You know, one person does things a specific way. One person drinks wine, one person doesn't drink wine. And Paul said, I don't care. I'm not going to be offended, offend a brother just for something so small. But and Apostle Paul talks a lot about this, even when he's spreading the gospel, but he's changing himself for the bigger picture. So he's willing to sacrifice his rights. And I think that that's what endeavoring is. The unit, we're talking about unity and what it takes to be unified. Well, it takes work, and it takes intentional work, that if we want it to be unified, so I have to be aware of my brethren. And if I know that having wine in my house offends a brother, I'm not going to serve wine when you come over to my house. Because I could offend you, and that's going to cause disunity. I'm paying attention to the assembly I go to. I see, well, someone's struggling there. Well, where a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. If I see someone struggling, I'm going to endeavor to shore them up, to bring them together, because I have a mind toward the bigger picture. Because if I'm only concerned, again, if I'm only concerned about myself, I'm not concerned about the unity, and it crumbles away. And that's the natural state. The natural state is to be concerned about ourselves. So this big topic that we're talking about, the unity, it takes intentional work. It's just not, well, okay, now I need to worry about myself. I need to humble myself. I need to push down my rights and all these things, which is absolutely true. I need to take care of myself. But I also need to have a mind toward my brethren to be sure that I'm taking care of them, not because I want to be something and I want to be above them, but because I want them to be lifted up so that the unity, so that Christ's interests are what shine forth most clearly.
Maybe we can add a verse from Philippians 2. In Philippians 2, the first four verses and onward are all about this theme too, like was mentioned in the main study. But this one particular verse, I think, is very appropriate in this setting, verse 4. The New King James uses the word interest. I think the King James just says the word things. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And I believe this is part of what is encapsulated by that idea of endeavoring or working diligently. I think the New King James, the NIV, I think, says make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. It's this thought that there are others, and I ought to be interested in others. Mm-hmm. I ought to know their interests, and it makes us take steps during the day with other people in a certain way to promote that, to foster that kind of connectedness. Mm-hmm. You could look around the dining room at Grove City, right? How easy it is, and I don't fault it because we enjoy one another's company, but how easy it is to have our meals with the same group of people, right? I'm faulting that at all. But it's actually very difficult. It's almost a little scary to, on purpose, go to a table where you don't know anybody and say, hi, can I sit here with you? Because you kind of don't know, maybe they're going to kind of look at me a little funny and they'll say, okay, I guess. And you'll know they really don't want you there. But it's a very demanding intention. It doesn't just happen. It's where we have conversations, kind of replay conversations in your mind that you've had and see how many times you said I and how many times you said you. Or see how easy it is to take the conversation back to yourself. I knew somebody who her habit was, like somebody would say, well, you know, we're going to be going to Pennsylvania next week. And she'd say, oh, that's really nice. That's like what my family's going to do. And you'd only know one sentence about what this first person did who really started the conversation. And you'd know, you know, the next 5 minutes would be something that this other person's family did. It's very easy to talk about ourselves, but if you want to establish a relationship with somebody else, you start asking what they're doing. And if you don't know anything about what they're doing, then after that first conversation, you'll know something about what they're doing, and the next time you see them, you can ask them more about what they're doing. That's the way, by the way, if there is a brother or a sister you have difficulty with, and you don't have a relationship, there's no way that God can use me to help a brother or sister that I might be having difficulty with, or that might be having difficulty with something in their lives. If I don't have a relationship, if I don't know anything about them, God's not going to be able to use me to help. So this is, I think, part of what is being described here. So Philippians 2, verse 4, be interested in other people, not just your little group.
Just an example of that in the book of Titus, where this word diligent, endeavoring, it's translated diligent, it's translated eager, it's also translated to guard at one point. But in Titus chapter 3, Paul says there, when I sinned, in verse 12 and 13, when I sinned Artemis to you, or Tychicus, be diligent, there it is, to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. And then he goes on and he says that he sent Apollos and Zenas on their journey with haste. And so here's this word, the same word that's used in Ephesians in our portion. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm interested in other people. And I'm endeavoring to send them on their way. Mm-hmm. It's to the point of exhaustion. And I can tell you, when we think about this manner of unity, in talking with people and in sitting down with people who are in disunity with one another, and you're trying to be the peacemaker, and you ask them, do you think you have done everything you possibly could in this situation? Have you endeavored to the point of exhaustion? Have you done everything you could? Usually the answer is no. There's probably something else we can do. And so this is the verse that's right here, that we endeavor, and it's the same word where it says be diligent in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and this is just kind of by the way, but in 2 Timothy chapter 2, where he says to be diligent to present yourself approved to God. The same word, diligent, to endeavor, to do your utmost. And so as a worker of God, if you want to do your utmost to present yourself to God, a worker that does not need to be shamed, there it's in the context of rightly dividing the word of truth. But if you take in other scriptures, this caring for one another, you know, if I'm not caring for my brothers and sisters, can I present myself as a worker that does not need to be ashamed? You know, it's an interesting connection.